Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Business on the Edge extended show here. I'm so glad to be with you. I always love doing the Blog Talk Radio show because it's absolutely outside of the box in terms of my doing my weekly show here at Silicon Valley, AM 1220 KDOW Radio, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. So let's just get started. This show is sponsored by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine here in Silicon Valley Edition. You can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our brand new magazine website, informational page, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, my Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page for the women out there that want to do that virtual networking on the edge, women in business, post your product, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. It is a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, your business known, your entrepreneurship known, your book known, your just get connected. You would be amazed at what you can do on social media and connecting with other people that might be interested in what you're doing and you're being interested in what they're doing as well. Also, I have a podcast on Podbean. You can connect with the resources out there and some of the show content that we do here in Silicon Valley on theedgepurpose.podbean.com. Also out there on iTunes and Google Play. And then, of course, here, the Blog Talk Radio Show, Business on the Edge Extended, Raw and Real. We're going to keep it real. I'm going to be coming to you every single week. We have now put together a smart, what I call a smart marketing management tool, so I can stay on top of what I'm giving you information about developing a great small business in your world, wherever you're at in the world. This is the information that can benefit you. And if you want to connect with me, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Questions, comments, topics that you might want me to talk about. I'm a little bit different, a little bit on the edge. And so anyway, so let's talk about, do you have a Mickey Mouse idea? Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. I grew up watching Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey Mouse. But when you're starting a small business, or even if you're in business, it is easy to get frustrated. Aren't you just tired of making it? Are you ready to just give up? How many times have you lost everything? And my favorite words of all, get a real job. Really? You ever think about that? Get a real job. And people who say that, I'm just wondering. It's on the edge here, right? I'm just wondering what they think about their employer who didn't get a real job. They actually started a company, fought to get that company to become a viable and sustainable business that has created, in fact, for them, a real job, employment. So they didn't pay the price. They have no idea what that employer went through, or in those co-owners, if they're co-owners in the company, what they went through, the price that they paid to be the business that they are. Cisco Systems, Steve Jobs. We've got Lillian Bittencourt. We've got Carlos Slim. We've got Bill Gates. Just to name a few. Oprah Winfrey. Do you think it was easy for Oprah to become who she is today, the media mogul today? Walt Disney. Walt Disney is an interesting read. I like reading about and learning about the hardships. I love reading about the hardships of Henry Ford and all of these entrepreneurs that just had something burning inside of them that just would not leave them alone. I love reading about it. Let me tell you something, what's interesting. The success stories do not come without a price. Your success story does not come without a price, period. Your success story is your blood, sweat, and tears to develop your business, your product, your service, or maybe you were poor, you just needed to eat, or you learned something growing up and you want to make a difference for people. And we're all in business to make money. We want to make money. And how many of us, you're just flying by the seat of your pants and you start business and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just going to do it. Kind of like Walt Disney. Kind of like pretty much everyone who starts businesses as small business owners, you don't know what you don't know. And I had the opportunity to watch, and if you ever get an opportunity to watch, and it's on Netflix, Walt Disney before Mickey Mouse. It's like, what is Walt Disney before Mickey Mouse? You have to watch. And if you are thinking about getting into business ownership, entrepreneurship, this is a fantastic research movie to kind of think about the real price that you will pay. And I'm not saying you will go through the exact same things. What I am saying is that the reality is it is a grueling process. Look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs almost went out of business. Bill Gates bailed his company out. But there was something so intense in this guy that he just, and I've seen the Steve Jobs, and there's this scene with Ashton Kutcher playing Steve Jobs in this particular version, curled up on the floor, broken, crying. He's in this place of excruciating pain. But there was something inside of him that was so strong. He had to humble himself and go to a guy who he's competing against for support, for help. Boy, I'm so glad that he did. This is the reality of entrepreneurship. If you can make it through the desert, if you can make it and get to the other side of those challenges, opportunity, and I say it all the time, opportunity creates opposition, creates a challenge. A challenge creates an opportunity. You're looking for answers. If you can balance those things out, and if you can press past them, get through them, and it will be not just the physical working through those projects and working through those challenges, but it's very emotional for men and women. Men are not excluded from emotional experiences, especially when you're an entrepreneur. But Walt Disney, if you check out this movie, you will have a new and heightened respect for Walt Disney and what he had to overcome to be Walt Disney as we know him today. Walt Disney was awarded 26 Academy Awards, 3 Golden Globe Awards, 1 Emmy Award. It was not without a price to pay. He went through different types of characters. He lost his company. He failed as a business owner. Failure has this way of teaching you things, right? Failure has a way of, even if we're successful in everything, we probably wouldn't learn a darn thing. But failure has this unique way of teaching us things that we don't know, that we don't know. Like Walt Disney really didn't, he didn't know how to operate and run a business. And he knew that part, but what about the financial management of that? Where his brother Roy is a financial savvy expert. How do you become a Walt Disney? How do you get to your Mickey Mouse idea? I promise you, your Mickey Mouse idea comes over time. It is a rare gem. It is a rare gem to come up with an idea, and that idea is the idea that makes you the multimillionaire that you are probably wanting to be. In fact, that's probably not the first product or version of that product did not get to see, right? You just don't come up with stuff and then you stick it out there for the product to, for the public to purchase, to buy. How do you get to Mickey Mouse? How do you get through the different sketches and the different ebbs and flows and some of the things that you're doing, people purchase and buy, and you get contracts with businesses and companies, and it looks like things are just going to be great and they're just going to take off. And you ride that wave for a little bit, and that wave crashes. Learn. It teaches you. Process. I'm a processor. And Walt Disney was a processor. Watch how he thought when he fell, and he would, oh my gosh, the movie was so compelling on how he may have felt and that excruciating pain when you feel like, I'm going to lose it all again. What do I do? I'm knocking on doors. People know my name. I'm building a brand, and still I'm getting doors slammed in my face. Say no in a year. Let's talk again. I don't have a year, he exclaims. And he realizes, I need to make some changes. And even with the changes he made in his infrastructure, he didn't have loyal people around him. Make sure that you have loyal people around you in your business. Very important. Make sure that you have a financial infrastructure, that you have someone that can keep your feet on the ground. It helps you toe the line so you're not spending everything. You're always butting up against the wall. Make sure that you have a Roy that you can depend on, that you can trust. Very important. Make sure that you put yourself in a position to do what you do best. You can't do it all. And when you're starting out, and you may have even been in business, maybe you're in your fifth year or sixth year, and it's still kind of you. You got to begin to put trustworthy people around you. You're going to have to let go of the reins. You're going to have to allow yourself the opportunity to get the freedom you need to come up with your Mickey Mouse idea. And maybe you're doing okay, but there's still these constraints. You need a Mickey Mouse idea. You need something that you can bring to your public that's so big that it forces you and puts you in this wonderful position to bring on more people, that frees up your time, that allows you to cultivate. Entrepreneurs, the CEOs should be cultivating their land and their business. If you were a farmer and you had 200 acres of land, you got this huge operation going on. You should not be the one driving the tractors or the airplane flying over to spray the crops. You should be the one overseeing it and managing it and cultivating your land, cultivating your people, creating new relationships and opportunities that will continue to allow you to generate the revenue and income that you want to generate in your business. You need a Mickey Mouse idea. And when Walt Disney came up with the mouse idea, if you watch the movie, he has a friend during this movie, a little mouse. He loved animals. And you see later in the movie that he comes up with this idea towards the end of the movie. Mortimer the mouse. This is what I'm saying. It's like writing an article. When I write an article, my first draft is not the final draft. When you come up with something, it's not your final draft. It's not your final. It's going to go through some shaping and some molding. Be patient with the process. Your Mickey Mouse idea is the idea that the world needs. Steve Jobs' Mickey Mouse idea was home computers, getting computers into people's homes. He had several Mickey Mouse ideas. You can have more than one. But that first one is critical. Steve Jobs challenged the status quo of no one wants, people do not want a computer in their home. Status quo, challenging what's out there. Refusing to just go get another job. And maybe that's true for some would-be entrepreneurs, maybe. But I would venture to say that that's a small few. But rather, the entrepreneur, that burning desire in you, there is a greater percentage of those that should not go get a real job. Am I saying not to be responsible for paying your rent? I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying dig deep, dream big, overcome the obstacles, get your Mickey Mouse idea in focus, and run, and press, and push, and keep going until you break through. And the world has to recognize you for your greatness and for what you've brought to the. His wife challenged him on the name of Mortimer. And they brainstormed. And of course, keep this, when you watch the movie, in context, in terms of the entertainment part, that it is a story that I'm sure has been embellished to some degree. But you get the gist. You get the gist that he had a few people left on his team, trustworthy. People left him to go to another company that they were essentially, if your people can be attracted and stolen away from you after you have told them your idea, that they know your business plan, they know what's going on, which means that if they go to another company, that becomes a bigger threat to you. Make sure you know who you're bringing on board. And sometimes, in Walt's case, it gets challenging on how you're able to pay your people. And there's different ways of doing that. Contracting them. Giving them stock in the company. Giving them some ownership. I believe in ownership and equity. But work hard for your people. Work hard for cultivating that Mickey Mouse idea. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Do you have a Mickey Mouse idea? If you don't, you better get one. We're going to go to a commercial break. I'll be back in a moment.
Small business owners want access to cutting-edge, affordable workplace solutions. Small business owners want a resource to help build, connect, and sustain their business dream. The Bay Area's number one small business radio coach, Margaret Jackson, has just raised the bar. The Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge online and offline magazine is the place to be. Launching first quarter 2018 with cutting-edge content, the Small Business Science Lab, YE 2.0, STEAM, Women in Business Centerfold, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line, and the Small Business Concierge Guide, a sleek, rich turnkey magazine. Reserve your ad space in the quarterly Small Business Concierge Magazine as an advertiser, article contributor, and listing in the Small Business Concierge Guide. From small business service providers to small business owners, small business just got kicked up to the next level for 2018. Email the coach at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 408-357-0951 and add your organization's name to the Contact Magazine opportunity list.
This is Margaret Jackson. I'm back again to wrap up. Do you have a Mickey Mouse idea? Margaret Jackson, radio show host here in Silicon Valley, AM 1220 KDOW Radio. You can connect with my live radio show here in the Valley every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are live. You can call into the show and get your questions and answers live with me. We're in the fourth largest market in the nation. Our radio station is number one in the nation on business and finance content. You want to tune in to this show. And I am live again, actually, on Blog Talk Radio on Friday nights, 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's right before my AM 1220 KDOW radio show. I'm on the air with KDOW Radio at 6:06 p.m. on Friday nights. Also, you can connect. Catch me again on Wednesdays here on Blog Talk Radio, 8 a.m. to 8:30. We'll do our Women in Business Concierge segment. This segment really is our Small Business Science Lab Concierge segment. And what that means is that's where we put our thinking hats on, and this is where we build. This is where we grind. This is where we come up with ideas. This is where you have an opportunity to be forced to think critically about your business. If you're serious about being an entrepreneur, you want to tune into Blog Talk Radio with me, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. every Monday morning. I'll be here in the studio with the Small Business Science Lab here on Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended Show, and you can call in. Talk to me. Says, hey, I've got an issue with my business. Do you have an answer? Maybe I do, maybe I don't, but I'll sure give it a shot for you, right? So I've got 6 minutes before I'm off air. Or less, so we can get the outro in 5 minutes. Mickey Mouse idea. It's Mortimer the Mouse. It starts out with that. Brainstorm it. Pitch it off. Trusted people who believe in you, not the ones that are telling you to get a real job. And typically the ones that are telling you to get a real job is someone in your intimate space. Parents, spouses. And be careful, you know, if you're a spouse, really try to help your spouse get on the same page with you. I don't like to see families broken up because of entrepreneurship. I don't believe that that's really what the goal is. But try to find a way to be on the same page and try to be supportive of your spouse. This is really big. It takes a real special person to be married to an entrepreneur. I have to tip my hat to those that are able to be married to an entrepreneur. Lillian, Walt Disney's wife, who challenged him on Mortimer, the name. It said it sounds a little depressing. But she believed in this man. She believed in the vision that Walter Elias Disney had in himself. And she encouraged that, the entrepreneur. And he wasn't an entrepreneur first. He was the animator. He was a voice actor. He became the film producer. And I believe, before this guy passed away, that he became the entrepreneur that he desired the most. I worked his right-hand top animator, considered one of the best animators in the world today. His brother Roy, his wife, a sure team that he could trust. He did not win alone, and you will not win alone. I promise you, you will not win alone. You will win with the right people surrounded by you. You need three things for that Mickey Mouse idea. Three things. You need a iWorks, someone next to you that can help you run with the vision, someone who believes, and someone who can take a lot of the pressure off of you. You need one. I've got one. Daniel Hurd. Number two, you need a finance expert. You need someone watching your money, watching your books, helping you stay on task, driving you crazy to keep your finances balanced. And number three, you need a Mickey Mouse idea. You need enough, believe it or not, you need enough challenges, disappointments, even failures, even successes, slight successes, that points you, that causes you to critically think about what you're not thinking about. I promise you, successes are great, and you will have great projects coming out of successes, but you will bring out ideas when you have lost the most. And there's something about losing the most that gets you to think about what you're not thinking about. So think about the challenges that you've gone through, the pain that you've gone through. What is it that's in that that gives you that Mickey Mouse idea? What is that? You need to know that. And then you take that and you run, Forrest, run. You run, because that will be the product, the service, the opportunity that takes you over to your greatest experience as an entrepreneur. And you will be able to hire those that tell other people a real job and tell them, come on over to your business, your location, your company, and you would be more than happy to give them a real job. This is your opportunity. 2018 is your year for a whole nother business opportunity. You want to live well, live strong, build strong. Don't let discouragement hold you down. Use it as fuel. Frustrations, fears, use it as fuel. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. Keep breathing, keep living, keep pressing. And I promise you, you're going to see the results. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Small business owners want access to cutting-edge, affordable workplace solutions. Small business owners want a resource to help build, connect, and sustain their business dream. The Bay Area's number one small business radio coach, Margaret Jackson, has just raised the bar. The Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge online and offline magazine is the place to be. Launching first quarter 2018 with cutting-edge content, the Small Business Science Lab, YE 2.0, STEAM, Women in Business Centerfold, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line, and the Small Business Concierge Guide, a sleek, rich turnkey magazine. Reserve your ad space in the quarterly Small Business Concierge Magazine as an advertiser, article contributor, and listing in the Small Business Concierge Guide. From small business service providers to small business owners, small business just got kicked up to the next level for 2018. Email the coach at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 408-357-0951 and add your organization's name to the Contact Magazine opportunity list.